Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this is something that I don't really... I don't know how to deal with this situation because I am not a fan of pets, but I have heard that other people are, and it can be challenging for parents to choose which pet is most suitable for their young kids. One option is a guinea pig, but the history of how guinea pigs became domesticated in the first place is just as interesting as their role as a pet. Joining me now to discuss this is Pete Wedderburn, who has been writing about this in the Wexford People. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Now, I'm here to be convinced. Why are guinea pigs the perfect pet?
Well, listen, the first thing I'd say is that pets in general are very good for children. And studies have shown that children grow up around pets, they end up being more self-confident and more socially adept than children who grow up without pets. Because animals generally are very good at teaching children about body language and about how to relate to other living beings. And they do all that out without speaking. So that children instinctively learn from pets. As well as that, pets are great emotional support for children. Pets are completely uncritical. They love people regardless of what the people are up to. A kid can have a messy bedroom and really irritate their parents, but the animals still adore them. So pets are very, very good for children. And one other thing, from the point of view of allergies, children that grow up with pets around them when they're young, they're less likely to get asthma or other allergic diseases because of the protective effects of having animals around. So I know you're not a great fan, Stephanie, but there are lots of good benefits to gain from having pets.
My producer is looking at me here so smarmy, being like, I told you so. I know the benefits of them, but I don't like the smell and I don't like the hair. And Okay. Also, like, is a guinea pig not just a rat, basically?
A rat with nice clothes on. No, they're quite different. I think they're the best, if you like, children's pet because they're easy to train, easy to tame, easy to handle, and they very, very rarely bite. Other little pets like rabbits, they can scratch children. Hamsters have a strong, sharp bite sometimes. Rats and mice, I hear you being repelled by that. They can make good pets, but they do have a stronger smell than guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are more or less, once you look after them properly, they're more or less odorless, very cuddly, very friendly. And once you tame them from when they're young, they're easy to handle. And I think they're fabulous pets for children.
So I knew that we were doing this item, so I started Googling it because I was imagining a hamster. Pete, yes. Guinea pigs are like the size of cats. There's a picture on the internet of a woman holding two guinea pigs, and I swear to God, they are the size of Garfield, like.
I wouldn't go as far as saying as big as cats. They're, if you imagine a hamster is about the size of a golf ball, you might say, whereas guinea pigs are more like a tennis ball or two tennis balls end to end.
This was a basketball that I saw.
Well, that's pretty much exceptional. You do get ranges of different types of guinea pigs, just like with all different species. You get different types of cats and dogs, and you get different types of guinea pigs. So you get smaller ones and bigger ones. You get ones with smooth coats, one with long, tufty coats, all sorts of things. Some people take guinea pigs very seriously. They show them just like dog shows, and they're very proud of their special types of guinea pigs. But for most people, you just want a regular guinea pig. In fact, you want a couple of guinea pigs. You want two or three together because they like to live in little groups and they're very social. But they're very chatty things. They have squeaks and whistles and all sorts of other little noises they make when they're happy or when they're frightened. And, you know, there's lots of really good reasons why they're lovely to engage with for a child.
And are they, and this is going to sound like such a stupid question, but what are they? Like, are they a type of mouse, rat family? Do they have a tail?
They are indeed rodents. They do have a very, very short, stubby tail. It hardly even looks like a tail. So people who get spooked by a rat or mouse tail, it's nothing like that. They look quite unique. They come from South America originally, where they were originally bred, domesticated as a food item. And indeed, in some parts of the world, they're still, you know, barbecued guinea pig is a delicacy in some parts of the world.
Do you
in
know what it
country,
tastes like?
It would be abhorrent. I would not want to taste that. Okay. Thank you very much. No, they're my little friends.
Okay. And sorry, there's me thinking we're going to move on to a food item. So What? Are they kept? Because I know that a friend of mine had, her children had hamsters, and they had this whole, they used to call it Hamster City. It was like all these little tubes, I guess, around the house, and the hamsters could like run around them. Are guinea pigs, but the annoying thing about the hamsters were that the hamsters would come awake at night and be like running around at night in these tubes. Are guinea pigs nocturnal? And also, do they live in cages, or can they just live around your house like a cat? What's the situation there?
No, they are active in the daytime. So definitely, that's it. You've spotted a real negative aspect of hamsters, and they are awake at night time. So they, if you wake up hamsters in the middle of the daytime, they're usually pretty annoyed and they give you a big bite on the finger because they don't like being woken up. Guinea pigs are active in the daytime. Most people tend to keep them in the garden in a hutch, more like the traditional rabbit kind of setup, where they have a sort of a nesting box that's nice and warm and cozy, and then they have a run that goes into the garden, and you can they can graze on the grass, and it's really important they get fresh food because they can't produce natural vitamin C by their own bodies like other animals do. Guinea pigs, like humans, they have to be fed vitamin C every day in fresh food. So grass is helpful, also fruit and vegetables. You can also bring guinea pigs indoors. And I remember a very fond memories of a lady who actually converted her downstairs living room into a guinea pig haven. And so she used the fireplace as their kind of bedroom type area. And then she had wire mesh cages extending into the room so they could literally run around the whole place. And she did have tunnels and tubes for them to scurry through. And they lived very, very happy indoor lives. So they're quite flexible creatures in that way. You do need to be aware that they breed if you mix males and females.
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp in on that. So do you need to get them neutered or how do you?
Yeah, well, the first thing I think you do is you identify their gender. And you might not be able to do that, but any vet or vet nurse will do this for you. And so most people will keep small groups of males or females. But it's very common to get caught out, as indeed I got caught out when I got a batch of guinea pigs for my own children a number of years ago. And we thought we'd got all females, but unfortunately a male must have at some stage encountered one of the females. And so one day we woke up, and when we let the guinea pigs out of their hutch, there wasn't just the three adult guinea pigs, there was also half a dozen baby guinea pigs. And one of the amazing things about guinea pigs is that they have a long pregnancy, which about 64 days, 2 months, which is over twice as long as rats and mice and other small rabbits and so on. So it's twice as long because when the guinea pigs are born, they're fully furred and they're fully mobile. So literally, they hit the ground running. And so we suddenly had an extra half dozen guinea pig babies in our little family of guinea pigs. So that's an occupational hazard of having guinea pigs that you have to be very aware of. You have to make sure you've either got the same gender in a group, or if you do have a male in with females, you have to make sure you get them castrated. And that's an operation that can be done quite simply.
I have to say I'm horrified. I'm absolutely horrified. Imagine waking up and all of a sudden there's six more of them. It's like gremlins. It's like gremlins, Pete. Tell me this. I had one question on the guinea pigs, and then we have a WhatsApp question for you. Mm-hmm. On the guinea pigs, what was my question? I can't remember, so I'll go to the WhatsApp. But I want to get a pet for my six-year-old daughter. It can't be a dog because we live in an apartment. A goldfish is too dull. I'm thinking of a bearded dragon. Do you have any thoughts on how difficult they are to care for? Because I'm getting mixed info, Al, in Dublin.
Well, I think reptiles of all types, they can be very simple to deal to look after, but it's crucially important you get the husbandry just right. So you have to do immaculate research beforehand to make sure you've got the right living setup and the right type of food for them. I really wouldn't recommend them for children. In particular with reptiles, there's a possibility of them carrying salmonella bacteria on their body, which can be passed on to humans, especially to immunosensitive people like young children, elderly people. So I would see them more as a specialist pet than a type of pet that a child might be involved with. And in that sort of situation, honestly, for a young child, I would think of a goldfish or two goldfish. You can't get one goldfish because they get lonely, by the way. But anyway, two goldfish.
Could you have a guinea pig in an apartment, or do they need space?
You could indeed have guinea pigs. Remember, you have to have at least two, so two or three guinea pigs. You could have them. They'd be in an apartment in an enclosed space that's a little bit more tricky because you've got to provide plenty of fresh food for them. And, you know, you have to be very careful with their maintenance to make sure that there's no accumulation of any sort of odor as well. Because, you know, they are... they produce urine and feces, so if you have them indoors, you have to, you know, take great care to make sure that there's no smell that's going to upset anybody. I can just hear you being repelled again. I'm afraid.
I have a daughter, and she just loves animals, and I just know that this is coming down the line. It's haunting me already, and I just don't know how to avoid it. And the lads were telling me in the studio earlier on that you can't get fish in a bowl anymore. Like, you have to have a whole tank and a filtration system, and that actually a fish is a very expensive investment these days.
No, you can do fish simply. A bowl isn't a good idea because the surface area of the water is too small for the volume of water. So you'd want a rectangular tank. But you can have a rectangular tank without filters and without any dramatic expensive paraphernalia. You can keep goldfish very simply, and they can live very happy lives. You know, without you having to spend an absolute fortune or spend loads of your time looking after them. So if you want a little creature for a child to care for with minimal input, then a goldfish or two goldfish is still a good idea. And I would say, by the way, with any pet for a child, do remember that they need adult supervision all the time. You can't expect a child to be fully responsible. You have to be very engaged yourself to make sure the animals don't suffer at all.
I know that a few people, you know, they would be sort of thinking of pets for their children because they want, I guess, to teach their child about many things and responsibility, but also about death, so that your child's first experience of death is with an animal and not like grandma. But how long do guinea pigs live for, and do they tend to have a nice quiet getaway, or can they get very sick?
Well, actually, that's one of the things I like about guinea pigs as well, is they live for longer than smaller pets like hamsters, who only live for 1 or 2 or 3 years, but they don't live for as long as rabbits, who might live for, you know, 7 to 10 years or more. So guinea pigs tend to live more for somewhere between 3 and 6 years, something like that. So if you're looking at a phase of your child's life when they really want to be engaged with a small pet of their own, that would often be somewhere between their age between 6 and 10, and it kind of finishes when they're around, you know, 13 to 14 and they start to have other interests in life. So guinea pigs fit really well into that bracket. And that's one of the reasons why I think that they're super pets once you have the right setup.
Do most pet shops stock them? Sorry to speak about them as commodities.
I'm not sure. No, a lot of pet shops these days they choose not to stock live animals. They just stock pet paraphernalia because they're very aware of the importance of animals being looked after well, and they feel that in a shop environment isn't always the best place for that. So these days, a lot of people would buy or get hold of guinea pigs directly from people who breed them, and just very easy in social media these days to go looking for pets like this. And you know, arguably it's better that they come straight from the place where they've been bred, you know, the family that's bred them, perhaps a bit like our case where we had to get home for our 6 guinea pigs fairly quickly. So those types of outlets are often better than the commercial pet shop ones. But listen, good pet shops do it very well and look after them really well. So it's a case of just of checking around your local area, and that they're not hard to come by.
Okay. I mean, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I don't like the message that you come with, but it is a pleasure talking to you. That is Pete Wedderburn, Pete the Vet, based in Bray. Thank you so much for joining us. Let us know what you think about pets for your kids. Like, I know it's going to have to happen sometime, but I just really don't want it to. Like, I just don't understand why she can't be happy with Tamagotchi. You know, it's going to teach her responsibility. She's going to try and keep it alive.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.